So sometimes we get a gospel that's nice and pleasant and kind of easy to preach on. Then sometimes we don't. We get about fire and millstones and worms and plucking out eyes and cutting off hands. But we have to remember the gospel. That word means good news. And so even when we have maybe a hard reading, these hard sayings of Jesus, we always have to come to that with the mindset that this is good news. It's good news to be warned of the reality of hell. I think most of us probably are familiar with that poem from Robert Frost about the two paths going off into the woods, to the forest. Well, Christ is describing the two paths of the spiritual life. One path leads to life. One path leads to Gehenna, where the worm doesn't die, to unquenchable fire. One path to life, one path to death. One path to heaven, one path to hell. So when we're confronted with this passage, we have to examine our consciences. Which path am I on? It really is that simple. Am I choosing God or am I choosing anything else? Myself, my whatever. Which path am I on? Black or white? Am I in or am I not? The world would try to tell us it's okay to be mediocre, just to sneak by, to barely slide in. It's okay if we have our favorite sins on the side. An unquenchable fire where the worm does not die. Anything that causes us to sin, Jesus says, get it out. Have we made that radical choice for Jesus? This is what's confronted with us today in the gospel. Which path are you on? Cut out your eye, cut off your hand, cut off your foot. Jesus is speaking in a hyperbole. Go to the extreme, go to the most obscure you can imagine to prove the point. The point being that nothing should be allowed in our life that in any way takes us away from Jesus. So what is it? What is it in your life that you have not yet cut out? That's what Christ is inviting you today. And maybe you are an addict. Maybe you love to drink. Maybe you're on drugs. Cut it out. Maybe you get stuck in that dark side of the internet, scrolling through picture after picture. Cut it out. Throw away your phone. Smash your laptop. Maybe you spend hours watching political news and it steals your peace and you want to argue and fight with everyone who doesn't agree with your little boxed-in worldview. Get rid of that. What is it that steals your peace, that takes you out of the communion of the Holy Spirit? Get rid of it. We are made to go to heaven. What matters in life is that we die well. But we have to live well in order to die well. The Lord is inviting us today to take a serious look at our lives, to see what have we allowed to creep in. What lie have we believed from the world to say it's not that bad? Because he says also, if our life leads someone else to sin, it's better that we've never been born. Tie a millstone around our neck and throw us into the water. There's no secret or private sin. Our sins have effects in the lives of other people. It's a sobering wake-up call for us today because it's serious. Life or death, that simple. It's not easy. No one denies the fact that this is hard, but it's simple. But as we heard in the opening prayer, God shows his power when he pardons us and gives us his mercy. This is how we experience the power, the forcefulness of God, is when he shows forth his mercy. So when we do our examination of conscience and we realize that we've been okay with sin in our life, this is what the sacrament of confession is for. A restart. Get it out. This is where we cut out our eyes and our hands and our feet that are causing us to sin. Come to the tribunal of mercy. Hear those sweet words of absolution and be set free so that you can live life, no longer enslaved to your passions. This is what's in front of us today. You know, you can go online. There's an examination of consciences for everything. Do you want to review the Ten Commandments, the Beatitudes, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, the precepts of the church, the virtues? Are you married? Are you single? Do you have kids at home? There's topics out there where you can find questions to help you examine your heart and the choices that you make. Because it's not our eye that causes us to sin. It's not our feet and our hands. It's our heart. We choose something other than God. That's what sin is. And it's through the sacraments of confession and the Eucharist that transforms our heart, renews our heart, strengthens us, allows us to fall in love with Jesus so that we choose nothing but Him. But you know, maybe you don't have those big sins. Maybe you're just kind of mediocre, lukewarm, beige. Maybe you're just kind of just sliding through life. Have you settled into this mediocrity? You've been set apart. Your heart's been ablaze with the fire of God. In Revelation, He says, if you're lukewarm, He will vomit you out your mouth, out His mouth. He will spit you out if you're lukewarm. Maybe you've settled into coming into Mass late and leaving early because it's not that big of a deal. Maybe you've settled into just a little bit of gossip here, or spreading this rumor, or spending too much time on TV or Fortnite or whatever it is that takes us away from loving the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Whatever it is, cut it out. This is our invitation today. Why? Because what do we hear in the first reading about the prophecy, about the Spirit being given to everyone? What do we hear in the Gospel that John was complaining because someone wasn't part of his group, but they were still doing good work? We are all called to be prophets. In our baptism, you are anointed by the Holy Spirit with a commission to go out into the world to spread the loving truth of Jesus Christ. When we get stuck in our sin and we enslave to our passions, there's no way we can go out into the world to love and to serve as we're commanded. This is why the world's in a mess. This is why the church is in a mess. We need you to be a saint. I, as your priest, need you to be a saint. I need you to be on fire for Jesus Christ, to show me what it means to live my life for Christ. The world needs each one of us to be on fire with the Lord, passionately pursuing truth, love, and justice. Have we settled for anything other than that? Cut it out.